And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. And by the way, Aunt Deb, good catch on the fill. First, in Acts chapter 25, we resume at verse 13, using larger sections of the text to progress through the narrative just a little bit more swiftly. After Paul appeals to Caesar, Festus prepares to communicate the situation to Rome and to Caesar himself. Currently, he receives visitors, King Agrippa and his sister Bernice, who are there to pay their respects to Festus. So next, Festus informs the king and his sister that Felix, his predecessor, left Paul in chains for his case to be decided, at which point Paul made an appeal to Caesar. It's noteworthy how closely American law aligns with Roman law, which does not permit convictions without a trial. However, it is important also to acknowledge that Roman law can be perverted. And American law is following close behind. We are all losing the innocent until proven guilty process because of the media, because of politicians, and because of Hollywood and academia. Not good. And finally, interestingly, Festus tells Agrippa that the accusations against Paul were not what he expected, but were all centered around a man named Jesus who had died, but Paul insisted was alive. Regardless of theological brilliance, Christianity is fundamentally about the resurrection of Jesus. Let me say that again. Regardless of theological brilliance, Christianity is fundamentally about the resurrection of Jesus. Overlooking this simple truth turns our faith into a religion.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, and we tell you this almost every show, it's not professional radio. You're lucky if it's three or four cans and strings. It's just radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show. A lot of people like to do that. So we have different people that email us. We try to reply to every email because we think that's really cool. You can email us at david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, right? Like Eddie. Thanks, Eddie. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can also call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you're being appreciated.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. By the way, you've been doing a great job on some of those little inputs and so on and so forth. I love it. Just keep going. You're doing phenomenal, and we're just blessed to have you along with us, and we're still happy about your car.
Thank you. I'm happy about it too.
That's right, people. You got to rejoice with people. That's the whole point. All right, so here it is. Why would you reach out to us? There's a couple of reasons. First, a praise report, always cool. And you're thinking, I know, but I don't know how to share it, Dave. It doesn't matter. In fact, that's one of the things that's really important for people to start to grasp, and that is it doesn't matter how you share. It doesn't matter if you say it well or don't say it well. It's up to the Lord to make something happen with it, not you. You just do your part. You share. And it blesses you, encourages other, and honors the Lord. If you got a praise, a prayer request, we want to pray with you. And the reason we want to pray with you is because prayer works. It changes the universe. All of those people who are, let's just use the scriptures that Peter used and that Paul used. Okay, so I'm not using, it's not mine, but they are unlearned, uneducated, and they are unstable. And those are the people that go, prayer doesn't do anything. What do you mean we should pray about it? Prayer changes nations. Prayer raises the dead. Prayer stops the planetarial movement. Prayer changes, it splits the sea wide open. Everything revolves around prayer. It's like, you got to be kidding. Abraham was a friend of God, not because he had a Bible, and I don't say that in a negative way. I say that because he believed God and talked to God. That's the power. That's the power of it. So we say prayer, well, prayer request. Let's pray because the Lord responds to prayer. It could be anything. It could be a question. It could be a theological, you know, approach. It could be just an observation. It could be just something really cool. It could be a recipe. I mean, we don't do a lot of cooking on the show, but I guess it could be a recipe. It could be a dumb joke. We do a lot of those. Those are endless. Plus, we'll do a little history, as you know, and it could be a simple Bible trivia question. Which two wicked cities were destroyed in Genesis by God? Okay, so this is this particular realm of trivia questions, you're not getting the references. These are ones you should just know. These are the ones that should roll off the top of your head. Which two wicked cities were destroyed in Genesis by God? That's the question. All you got to do is think early on and lot. That would think a lot. Wait, that's your hint. Think a lot. That's a really good hint. Think a lot. Which two wicked cities were destroyed in Genesis by God? Think a lot. There you go. If you think you have the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. So on some of these questions, we do try to give references. So I don't want you to miss that. And that's important. And when they're harder, super hard, we'll try and give you hints. But then every once in a while, we just need to go, hey, I know this. Hey, I know this. Not just from Sunday school, but from your current studies, from your current engagement with the Lord, your current reading of the Bible. And so in lieu of that, knowing that's all a part of things, which two wicked cities were destroyed in Genesis by God? That's just the simple. Which two? And you should know that. And your hint was you should know this a lot. I'm sorry. All right, it's just funny. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Carla.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And I love that you said fabulous. That is so good because that in and of itself is a praise because you're like, I'm doing fabulous. I mean, I'm just doing
absolutely
great. I love it. I absolutely positively love it. All right. Let me set you up on the question and then you can give the answer. I'm still going to give the hint. Because it's funny and I can't do anything less. Which two wicked cities were destroyed in Genesis by God? And the answer is something that we should know a lot.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
That is correct, Manu! You are right, and I'm going to go way out on a limb and go, you knew that as soon as I asked it, didn't you?
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
Excellent. Excellent. That is so good, Carla. That is great. Excellent job. How are you doing, by the way? Anything we can pray for you about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have spent more than 20 years with chronic migraines, and just within the last few months, I'm going to say it's God working through my treatment plan that has made an extraordinary difference, and I now have fewer and less intense migraines than I've ever had.
Wow. Wow, that's huge, huge, huge.
Yes, it is.
Because those are migraines are just dead. They're just completely wipe people out. There's nothing good comes of that in the sense that it just completely brings a person down. No question. Wow.
So we're gonna. I'm so glad you asked.
We're gonna pray. We're gonna pray that continues and continues in its process. As well as just that the Lord would continue to heal. And I'm glad that you're going through a process where it's getting you to that place. And that's something important, too, that we strongly, strongly believe. It's like sometimes the Lord will just do it instantly. Sometimes it goes through a progression or a process. Sometimes he'll use different instruments. It's okay. As long as the Lord's doing it, we don't care. Right? I mean, that's the biggest thing of all. So let me pray over you. Okay? Will that be all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for Carla. I ask you to bless her. She's just already been blessed. She just blessed the audience, Lord. So bless her for her being such a blessing to everybody else. And, Lord, a praise to you for you giving her such grace and such mercy and deliverance, Lord, and your kindness pulling her away from that just a horrid process. And, Lord, what we're asking for is that you would just keep doing it, just accelerate it, just heal her from top to bottom, keep moving her in that process, and let those praises continue, and let her just be blessed and know that you're taking her through it, and you're guiding her through it, and you're with her in this process, and you love her, and you're committed to her, and she's forever yours. And we just ask you to bless her in all of that, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a fantastic phone call. Great job, by the way.
It's easy. When you get to glorify God,
yep.
It's easy.
It's easy. Exactly. Exactly. That's why everybody should call. Exactly right, Carly. That's it. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phenomenal. Right? That was phenomenal. Everybody liked that? That was good. How do you not like that? Okay, here you go. All right, so we still have to do DNA. People are like, there you do DNA. Don't even. I don't want to hear it. Isn't that rude for a radio host? I don't even want to hear it. No, we're doing DNA. Get it? Okay, D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I got to tell you what happened today. So I'm just going to tell you. So I'm still adjusting for the new place because first of all, the bathtub is great, which is really important because I do a lot of praying in the bathtub. I'm just telling you, so that's an important thing for me. We would not have gotten a house that didn't have a big bathtub, just so you can know. Okay. So, but today, time-wise, just so you can know, I was running out of time because I had so many things to do and we had a couple of hiccups and trials come in. So I had to pray and then ask the Lord, okay, hold on. I got to get dressed and get down there, and then I'm going to pray on the way. So I split my prayer up. So I spent a decent amount of time in prayer. It's fair to say that. So I'm sometimes I get a little anxious because I want to complete my devotions. It's very important to me. I would not do this show 1,000 times versus missing my devotional time. I have to do my devotional time. I can't function without it. So when I talk to you about drawing closer to the Lord daily, it's not something that's apart from me. It's something that's a part of me, okay? So I'm driving down, kind of just split up the prayer, which I don't like to do, just in case you're wondering. So I have those little quirky things. But the Lord was so gracious that while I was driving, it was like he was hanging out with the car. It's like I could care less about anything else in the universe except for he was hanging out with me. I know that's not always how it goes. You don't have to tell me that. I'm well aware. But it does go that way sometimes. And you'll never know unless you're drawing closer to him. You'll never experience if you don't draw into him. And the Bible says, draw near to the Lord, and he will draw near to you. That's what we're talking about every day. Do that. Okay? And I don't care for how long the timing is not, that's got nothing to do with it. You hang out with God. He'll work it with you how long you should hang out. You get it? Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never.
Oh, but they'll make fun of you.
Too bad.
Oh, but they'll mock you.
So what?
Oh, they'll still have to throw you. They might throw you in jail.
So? You're gonna deny Jesus? No, you're not. You're not going to deny him. You're not going to be ashamed of his words. And if they don't like it, it's too bad. Oh, well. I'm not trying to be flippy. I'm just like, no, you have to make a stand. You take your position. You're not moving off that. That's where you stand. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A of the DNA. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready.
To serve.
So if you go into 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I think it's around verse 24. I could be a little off on that. I'm not too far off. Maybe I think it's 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. But it talks about the need for us to care about what other people, how they are, more than how we are. And you know what? That is a phenomenal understanding of serving. Jesus did not come to the earth to make himself better. When I say that, I want to be careful how you hear that. In other words, he did it for us. He did what he did for you and for me. He did what he did for our sake. He did it for our benefit, for our blessing. And so in 1 Corinthians 10, 24, it says, let no one seek his own, but each the other's well-being. And that's what it means to serve. Care about others. Care about their universe. If you care about them and take care of them, guess who makes the commitment to take care of you? And how could it be any better than that? Draw closer to the Lord, D, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Okay? All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. You're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow.
Yeah,
God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on his foray, and he goes, I have built all this. It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right, and we'll help him get there. Right? Well,
all right.
All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, right. We love you, too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to give a quick shout out to Ken, who gave an amazing answer for the cities that were destroyed by the Lord, because, you know, it's Sodom and Gomorrah, but he just decided to help everybody out, and he wrote Sodium and guacamole. You see, people, this is where we are. Sodom and Gomorrah, also known as sodium and guacamole. Okay, all right. Let's get ready for our next trivia questions. Okay, who did Mordechai? Now, see, I did it to Noelle, and she hates it because I always do the... and she doesn't like that. Who did Mordechai refuse to bow down to? Who did Mordechai refuse to bow down to? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So the trivia question, who did Mordechai refuse to bow down to? Like, no bow down? No, no, no. If you really need to know where that is, it's in the book of Esther. I'm just saying. So anyway, so just check that out if you need to. We do need to get into some of the teaching. We'll see if we can get to the joke. We're definitely going to be doing the history. Let's see if you can answer the trivia question. We'll move forward from there. I want to get into this Acts portion because we kind of need to move through Acts. And there's a portion. There's a portion in here. Okay. There's a portion in here that's really important to me to communicate, and I want to be able to do that. All right. So here's the text. The text is coming out of Acts chapter 25, verse 13. It says, a few days later, King Agrippa arrived with his sister Bernice to pay their respects to Festus. During their stay of several days, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. He's a prisoner here, he told him, whose case is left for me by Felix. When I was in Jerusalem, the leading priests and other Jewish leaders pressed charges against him and asked me to sentence him. Of course, I quickly pointed out to them that the Roman law does not convict people without a trial. They are given the opportunity to defend themselves face-to-face with their accusers. Stop right there. Before you sit there and think America established all of these rules and laws in regards to law and in regards to, you know, the form of a democracy, you would be incorrect. In fact, Rome is often considered the father of America, while Greece is often considered the grandfather. And what we find out from the Roman law is that, look, you cannot convict somebody without a trial, okay? And so when we, in our society today, when we allow the press, the media, to convict somebody before a trial, it's absolutely demonic and evil. I mean, no matter what anybody says. You have to have a trial, okay? And even in Rome, they knew you had to have a trial. And then in Rome, so we're talking 2,000 years ago, they're given the opportunity to defend themselves. So what's the problem that's going on here? It's pretty straightforward, and I don't want you to miss it. Festus informs the king and his sister that Felix's predecessor left Paul in chains. But I want you to catch how closely American law aligns with Roman law. Did not permit conviction without a trial. But it turns out in Roman law, because of bribery and scandal, because of money and power, the Roman law was able to be perverted. That's why people would wait to be judges and people in power would wait to be bribed so that they can release people. All right, that's a big problem, right? It ain't any different now than it was then. In this case, you would use Ecclesiastes, nothing is new under the sun. The American law is very similar to Rome. That's why most of those architecture things that you see in Washington are Roman. That's why. The problem is in our country going even, and I'm going to say it and people aren't going to like it and I just don't care, but even going back to the Me Too movement, every man was guilty of anything any woman said with or without a trial. Absolute perversion. Absolute perversion. Not that it shouldn't have been addressed, but that the accusation was established as truth before there was a trial. And that removes innocent until proven guilty, which even 2,000 years ago they tried to uphold. So what happened to Rome when they started to pervert in the law and in their governance? What happened? They fell. They were destroyed. What do you think will happen to our country if we keep going down that path? This is not, you know, this is not even eschatology. This is called common sense. If I stick my face in front of a moving truck that's going 90 miles an hour, it's not going to go well. That's not theology. That's just common sense. So the idea behind this is if our nation keeps going down that direction, it's just not going to be good. It's not going to be a good thing. And I will say this, and people might not like this, and that's okay. That part's okay. But remember, we're closely aligned here to the book of Acts. We're just reviewing what Acts is saying. Nothing different. This is the word of God. Even if the power shifts and there's the other side, so you got the left side and the right side, and then the right side takes over, and if they do the same thing, it's still a perversion, regardless. And you don't convict before there's a trial in these forms of government. You're not supposed to. Right? Okay. You're not supposed to. But things do get perverted, don't they? Yeah, sure they do. Sinful man running sinful man in sinful ways. That would be kind of the essence of it all. Okay, who did Mordecai refuse to bow down to? Who was it? It was that terrible man, Haman. Haman. He would not bow down to Haman. That's the answer. There you go. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. but in the next there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes, because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding, the wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes, so that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. No, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I will tell you, I do have a prayer request I'm just going to ask you guys to help me with, and that is our dryer that we picked up for the new place, because we had a gas dryer and had to get an electric dryer. It decided that today was a good day to say sayonara. So we're going to have to figure out how to get a new dryer. You think, well, it's not that big a deal. It's the irritant of it all. That's what it is. It's just like.
I guess it was not happy about the move.
Yeah. I was just like, well, just move on from there. Yes, and I was doing the laundry. I helped Noelle out with the laundry. It's an important part because she's working, you know. She's at Mother's Day. I know she's at another store, but she's at Mother's Day. And Mother's Day, well, let's just already say they're already saying about Noelle, you're a rock star. Okay, anyway, that just means more hours. That's what it means. I'm just telling you right now. That's code for you'll be working more than you think.
Yep.
All right, let's get the next trivia question. Somebody is calling in, so their timing might be good because this next trivia question is really a challenge. It's going to be a little bit more sneaky than, it's not sneaky, but it is a little more challenging. We'll see if we can get to that or not. But somebody is on the line. Do they just want to call in? All right, have them call in. Send it on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Joyanne.
Hi, Joyanne.
Praise.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, it's so good to hear the show. I have been listening with the phone to my ear because I've been en route from my legal meeting, which was just tremendous. And so forgive me for inadvertently touching the faceplate with my face and causing it to show that I was at a dollar store. They're going out of business.
I know.
Got the numbers 99. Anyway, I'm not advertising, but anyway, it's a blessing. Dr. David, thank you for praying for my legal, and it was in preparation for the mediation next Tuesday. Oh, the meeting went so well. It was such a blessing. I just felt those prayers. And so thank you, everyone, and for praying for my friend Shannon. And she's the kind of person who's been through this divorce-type process that I'm going through right now. This is my 13th month. And one day Shannon opened the Bible. She called me, and she read Psalm 37 to me. We talked for an hour about that incredible, beautiful vindication psalm. This morning when she called me, she talked about when she opened up the Bible, thinking about me, she saw Psalm 44, 3, and it just blessed my socks off. And then she also quoted
Isaiah 53, and by his stripes we are healed. Now, in her case, she does have cancer, and she's not old. She's a young, to me, she's a very young woman. So I love what Samson said about by his stripes we are healed, but I just thank you all for praying, and thank you that I'm kind of clumsy right now. I'm in the car, so forgive me. I don't even have
Psalm 44. No problem.
Wait a minute. Here it is. Psalm 44:3. For they did not take the land by their sword. Their arm did not bring them victory, but by your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you were pleased with them.
Amen.
So that's what I'm going to claim. And for you to get a new dryer or a working dryer, I'm so grateful you let us know.
I appreciate that. And I love that you called and shared it. And that's the important part, is that when we're praying for one another, and this is one of the things that I tell my kids, because I pray for them all the time. I tell them, update me. Let me know what's going on. I'll say, well, we prayed about this. What happened? He goes, oh, that went smashingly. Everything went perfect. It went fine. I said, did you want to let me know that? Or do you just want to keep that hanging out in the air? Or, you know, at some point you want to share that? Or, you know, it's like, so thank you for doing that and for updating. And we will continue to pray. And you continue to keep us posted, and we'll know how it's going.
Thank you. You're so welcome. And then next time, maybe I'll call in and tell you how we got a free dryer.
Okay. I need that one.
That's a different story. That's a great story. Okay, love y'all.
All right, God bless.
Thank you. Carry on.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna have to tag her on that one, though, because she got a free dryer thing. I got to figure that out. All right, let's get ready for your next trivia question. Oh, here's a good one. Okay, now listen. You got to listen carefully. It's not that it's a trick question, but it's going to take thought, okay? It's going to take thought. I'm going to tell you right now the answer is not Judas, okay? Who was the first apostle to deny Jesus? Who was the first apostle to deny Jesus? Ooh, tough one, right? Think of that. Who was the first one? Then you'll figure out who was the first one to be restored. Okay, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Also, you can text 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I need to send you to the website for all the stuff that we tell you, because it's all there. And if the Lord puts on your heart to give, great. And if he doesn't, great. But you got to be praying for us, because we can use a little bit of that help in that realm. And I think there's a lot of nonprofits that are going through that similar thing from the echoes that I hear from people. So just be in prayer for us. And if you can help, great. And there's cool stuff on the website. The book is on there. If you can't afford it, we'll pay for it. It's not a problem. We have no problem doing that whatsoever. Check all the stuff out we have on the website at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Hey, kid, what's your name?
I can't remember.
Where are you from?
I can't remember.
Can't you remember anything?
I remember the Alamo.
That's right. I remember the Alamo. Okay. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again.
Hey, Brother Roger again. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Well, that's great news. I'm glad to hear you're fabulous. All right, I'm gonna open it up and have you answer the trivia question first. So we'll do that the first thing. Are you ready for this? All right. The answer is, I already said it's not Judas, so that's important to remember. So that takes it down to 11. Who was the first apostle to deny Jesus?
Well, I think three times is enough. Denying, so it had to be Peter.
That is correct, Amanda! And in a very real sense, the first to be restored from that position. And when people say, I did this and I really didn't do right by the Lord and didn't do this right thing, it's like, yeah, you and Peter. And it worked out pretty good for him. So keep going.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
How are you? How are things?
I'm on top of that pile, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody who isn't, but, you know, I know people who say they're not, but that doesn't mean they're that's true.
I was always careful never to deny because my mother would have got after me.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That makes good sense.
Yeah. No, that is very logical, my friend.
I'm trying to get on the field. I want to be as famous as Ace is.
When we set up our next amount of fills, you will definitely be on them. So you are in the gate. We just haven't started that race yet.
Well, but the other day when it encouraged me so much when the guy mentioned my name about my reading and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, when Eric talked about
it. It encouraged me.
Yep.
Because every once in a while I get in that mode where am I making any effect to anyone? So, and I'm an encourager, but also need encouragement.
Right.
So that encouraged me. And sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. You know, just say, you know what, I'm not such a bad person after all.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Let me tell you two things. One, that was Eric who said that about you, so you can know. Eric's the one who said that because he was connecting you to Grant. And then also I got a text from Rosalyn, who also was really blessed by that, and that really encouraged her, the things that you shared. And then,
yeah.
So just so you can know, and just because you said it, because it's one of those things that happens to me where you say a scripture and I think of something, you just said, you know, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Listen to this passage. This is just one of those powerful things. But in 1 Samuel 30, okay, they were really mad at David. And in verse 6, it says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord, and that word strengthened has to do with encouraging himself. So, yes, that is exactly correct. How about that? Yeah, there you go. Scriptural.
Well, I mean, if David can do all the stuff he did and all the stuff he didn't do correctly and still had the heart of God, that's my desire. I want to still have the heart of God in my life.
Amen.
You know, I want to keep the heart of God in my life. And sometimes it's a fight, but fight to the finish. That's my word. Fight to the finish.
Yep. You can't give up. You got to persevere straight through all the way.
Yeah, fight to the finish.
That's right, exactly right.
But I just want to thank you guys for being there. I'm going to keep listening my 45 minutes a day, but it's always enough to get me through the rest of the day.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed
God
by
bless
that,
y'all.
And I appreciate you, and we appreciate you and your heart and your commitment, and people love it. So you just... You just need to be aware that you're a blessing, okay?
I'm not going to give up.
Okay. Never give up.
Never.
Never
God
give up.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Roger again. Another phenomenal. We're just having great calls, great show. I'm waiting to see this last thing I got to teach is really good, but I got a break, so we're going to skip the jokes. We'll probably do history. Take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Straightforward. Who explained to the crowd at Pentecost, "These men are not drunk as you suppose"? And the answer is, our hint is, our brother Al. That's all I can say. Is that not the greatest hint ever? It's like the best one ever. All right, we have somebody ready to answer, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, Will Rogers.
Hey, how are you, brother?
I'm great. I hope you're better.
I am. Are you as hot today as you were the other day?
I'm hotter. I just got in a car, and it had not had the air conditioner running.
Ah, see, and that's always hard. You get in the car, and you have to get the air going, and it's like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. It moves kind of slow. All right, my brother, here we go. Who explained to the crowd at Pentecost, "These men are not drunk, as you suppose"? Who said that?
Well, I think it was Peter.
That is correct, sir. You are right.
It's when he launched into the sermon about what happened with Jesus and everything.
That is correct. They thought that they were, how these guys are all drunk. And it's like, no, they're filled with the Spirit. This is what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's happening. Exactly.
I don't know what Al has to do with it, though.
Well, Al had guessed famously that the trivia question, he said Peter when it should have been Paul. So we have been...
Oh,
we have been,
well, I missed that.
Yeah, we've been relentlessly reminding him of that for about 6 months. What we're loving about it, that's the key. Oh, thank you, brother. Excellent call, excellent job.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed day.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to the text. Funny. We're using people in our audience as trivia hints for trivia questions about the Bible. Hey, you just can't make this stuff up. It's not possible.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where our only competition is the weather. That's a good one. I told Eric, I said, I have a lot of faith. The weather one, maybe not so much. Here's your last trivia question. Okay. You guys, you have to get this. That's all I'm going to say, okay? It's a 1 in 4, so I'm just saying, okay? All right. Which gospel in the New Testament was written by a doctor? And actually, it really should say which one was written by a physician, but that's okay. Which gospel in the New Testament was written by a physician? Is it Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So somebody is calling in, and we will give them that opportunity to answer the trivia question, maybe pray with them. And then we'll see if we can get to the last little bit on the message. We'll just have to see how that goes. Again, and I want to give people a chance to answer it, but your time is tight because we're going to go to the phone. What gospel in the New Testament was written by a physician? Physician. That's just me being prideful, but that's okay. If you think you know, reach out to us. You got about 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, let's send the person through who has the answer. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Well, about the same, but I just keep praying.
And we're going to keep praying with you. All right, we're going to go to it. And, you know, I'm only doing this because I have a little bit of pride, but what gospel in the New Testament was written by a physician? Because it's not really a doctor. A physician, because the word doctor didn't come until 1600. What gospel in the New Testament was written by a physician? Which one is that?
It was Luke.
It is Luke. That is correct. Now, you could call him Dr. Luke, but he was still a physician. I'm just pointing that out. You'll have to bear with me. All right, my brother.
Rosevania's name is still a rose.
Yeah, that's right. That is great. I'm pretty sure that was from Shakespeare, right? Is that?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so now we're quoting Shakespeare. Okay. As long as we keep it in those lines, I think we're doing pretty well. Let me pray over you, my brother, okay?
Okay.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. I love my brother, and I just ask you to bless Gary. I'm not asking, Lord, just make his life rosy. He needs a blessing of power and anointing by the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ to find healing in his body. And he's going through it, and we are bringing it to you and petitioning you and asking you again and again and again. And, Lord, we'll just keep doing it again and again and again. And we petition you to bring healing power. Be Jehovah Rapha for Gary in his body. And bring that healing power into him. And let him know that the power of God is working inside of him. We want you to bless him, Lord. But in all those other things, but what he needs is healing from you. So bring your healing power into him. The way, the only way, is through you. And we ask you to do that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you as well. All right, we're going to do a very short history, and then we're going to finish with the rest of the text. Let's do it.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, so a couple of these are relatively important to me, maybe not to as many as you, but in 1950 on this day, Smokey the Bear. A bear cub is rescued from New Mexico fire, becoming the symbol for the forest fire prevention. By 1964, his fan mail was so great, they gave him his own zip code. How about that? Forest Service has been using a cartoon version of Smokey the Bear since 1944. The cub became the live embodiment of that cartoon. Only you can prevent forest fires, right?
Yep, I was about to say that.
That's just a classic. All right. For those that are really interested, it's Hooray for Buttons Day. I have no idea what that is, and I don't know why it is, and I think somebody made that up.
Well, hooray for buttons.
All right, hooray. this is the one that I like, and you guys can just get over it. National Butterscotch Brownie Day, which is like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm all done. If it says brownie, my answer is yes. Okay? That's it. How about that? I don't even have it. Here, what's your theological line on brownies? Yes. Okay, good. I'm just telling you.
What's your favorite kind of brownie? Yes.
Everyone. Everyone that has brownie in it. That's my favorite brownie. I know it's sad. All right, let me just do this last little bit. It's really kind of important. We only got about 3 minutes, but we'll get I'll get it right, I hope. And so this last little bit here is this. This is what happens in verse 17 in Acts chapter 25. It says this: when they came here for the trial, I called the case the very next day, ordered Paul to be brought in, but the accusations made against him weren't at all what I expected. It was something about their religion and someone called Jesus who died, but Paul insists is alive. And I was perplexed as to how to conduct an investigation of this kind. And I asked him whether he'd be willing to stand trial on these charges, but Paul appealed to the emperor. Here's what I want to say about that. And then you'd think, oh, that's just like history and so on and so on. Wait. You got to follow this. Festus tells Agrippa, The accusations against Paul were not what he expected. But they were all centered around a man named Jesus, who had died, but Paul insisted was alive. So here's my point, and this is like one of the most important points of this teaching in Acts, right? Regardless of your theological preferences, and I say that as kind as I can, having multiple theological backgrounds, okay, not being uneducated in that realm. Regardless of your theological preferences and man's quote-unquote theological brilliances, Christianity is fundamentally about the resurrection of Jesus, because without it, it's a dud. And you know who said that? The Holy Spirit through Paul. He said, if there's no resurrection, we are of all men most miserable. There is no such thing as Christian existentialism. That's a lie. It is about the resurrection because it centers on the resurrection, because this is about eternal life and God's power over death. And every time somebody tries to make it some other thing or switch it around, the old switcheroo, what they're doing is they're turning the Christian faith into a religion. And that is exactly what the Lord does not want. He doesn't want another set of rules established by man to follow. That's not what this is. And if we are missing that Jesus is the second Adam, and the whole point in that was to restore the relationship that was lost in the garden, we are missing the clear connection that God is trying to make. Christianity, listen to what I'm saying, is fundamentally about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can talk to me about love, love, love all you want. Without the resurrection, Christianity is a dud. If you miss that, you're missing what God's message is. Wait, called the good news, the gospel. Get that? Superbly important, superbly. Okay, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break, and then we'll come back. More Insanity of Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.